Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/askyaznow and start your free trial. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable, and I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. How you doing tonight? Tonight, I'm going to podcast on a very hot topic that a lot of people always ask, how to make your partner regret losing you. So you've been in a relationship or you were seeing somebody and they dumped you or you guys broke up for whatever reason it could be. Doesn't matter the reason. You broke up and now you're like, you want that person to regret that they dumped you or you broke up. So the way you do it is you have to cut that person off completely. You don't have any contact with that person at all. If you know that it's over, you have to let it go. Now, when you have your last words with that person, you don't want to get into back and forth arguing because you don't want to show that you care. You want to be indifferent. That's how you let somebody know that you're done. You're going to take the high road. You're going to be classy. You're not going to go word for word insulting each other. You're better than that. So that's how you do it. You let them have the last word. Say whatever they're going to say, and they're going to try to incite you because they're going to want to break you down. They want to feel that they got the better of you. Don't let them suck you in. I don't care what they say. Let them say whatever and don't respond to it. Do not text back. Do not say anything. Just cut them off completely. Let them wonder what you're thinking. That will drive them crazy. The next thing that you want to do is no matter what they say, you know, like I said, no response. Don't post anything on social media about your relationship or any of those memes about, you know, I'm a better man or I'm a better woman. None of that. You don't want to show anything about how you're feeling. You want that person to be completely in the dark. You want them to wonder, gee, I wonder what's going on with him or her. I wonder what they're thinking. I wonder if they're hurting because they want to.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You want to think that you're hurting over them. That's what they want. So you're not going to give it to them. So you're not going to respond to any of their messages. You're going to just cut them off completely cold. Then what you need to do is you need to get into yourself. You have to kind of look forward, don't look back. You have to get into feeling good about yourself. And you got to try to make yourself look as good as you can for yourself and also for your future. And also, your ex may be stalking your social media, looking at your pictures or to see if you post anything about the relationship. The only thing you should post are pictures of you happy, out with friends, having a good time. You want to show your partner, your ex-partner, that life goes on without them. That's going to make them regret losing you. They're going to say, wow, she or he didn't need me. Look at them. They're having a great time. She looks happy. That's what you want to show. The other thing is you want to take a lot of care into your appearance, not only because when you look good, you feel good. You're doing it for yourself and also for your future. So the best revenge, as they say, the best revenge is best served cold. So don't try to seek any other kind of revenge. That kind of revenge will backfire on you. Don't try to, you know, yell and scream at him or her. Don't try to contact their friends and start bad-mouthing them. That only makes you look bad. It shows that you care, that you're the weaker person. You don't want to show them that you're the weaker person. You want to show them that, you know what? I don't need you. I don't need you. You don't affect me. That's how you make the other person regret losing you, by showing them that you don't need them. Nothing hurts a person more than indifference. That's showing, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what you say. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm not responding to you because I have no interest in you whatsoever. You're not getting another ounce of my energy. So that's what you have to do. And when you post on social media, like I said, you know, don't be over the top, you know, trying to show like, you know, you're out partying all the time or anything like that, because you don't want to, you don't want to make it look like it's staged or anything. You know, just that you're living your life and you're having a good time. That's how you make somebody regret losing you, by showing them, you know what, I'm a better person. The best revenge is good living. And that's what you show them, that you're going to live your life and you're going to live it to the best that you can. And life goes on without them, and that they're not going to affect you in any way whatsoever. They have no control over your emotions. You want to totally cut that person off. You want to leave that person in the dark. You want that person to wonder, wow, looks like they're not even missing me. You want to make them feel like, you know what? They lost something here. They lost somebody that's a strong, independent person that could live without them and is living good. The best revenge is good living, you guys, okay? So that's how you do it. That's how you make your ex regret losing you. Okay, you guys, have a great night. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast if you like it. Thanks for listening.